This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. President Obama is pushing ahead with sweeping changes to the nation's gun laws. He wants to ban assault rifles and high-capacity magazines, improve background checks for people who buy guns, and tighten up school security. The president unveiled his proposals 6 weeks after the fatal shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. But it wasn't fast enough for some. Earlier this month, local municipal leaders in Connecticut proposed their own tougher gun control laws. And last week, before the president's announcement, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the toughest gun control laws in the nation. That included a major expansion of the state's assault weapons ban. It also outlawed a type of assault rifle made just over an hour's drive from Albany, the state capital. Ryan Delaney of member station WRVO visited that town, and he found that many people there feel betrayed.
It's not hard to be across the street, or at least around the corner, from the Remington Arms Factory in Ilion. This town of 8,000 people along the Erie Canal was built around the complex of brick buildings, which began turning out rifles almost 200 years ago. The factory even has its own museum, which draws charter buses full of visitors.
There's your napkin and ketchup on the table. Do we need anything else here at the moment, folks?
A block away, it's lunchtime at Sorrento's Pizzeria. A few of the 1,200 Remington workers trickle in and out. Owner Ignazio Magro used to keep that clock. When he came to upstate New York from Italy in 1973, not being able to speak English, he got a job at the plant. He was laid off a decade later, but used his saved wages to open the restaurant.
Everybody around his areas, if it wasn't for Remington Arms, we'd be in trouble. You know what I mean? Everybody, lunchtime, 12 o'clock, they're coming over here just to get sliced pizzas, whatever they needed.
Now those workers are worried about their jobs. Remington makes several types of rifles, including the style used in the Newtown shooting. In response, New York on Tuesday banned the gun, the Bushmaster AR-15, from being sold in the state. The law was pushed through the legislature quickly, and there's a feeling here no one bothered to ask Remington, or this town, their opinion. Frank Rusty Brown and a few dozen other Remington workers traveled to the Capitol Monday to try and make their voices heard.
I'm one of three generations of my family that work there. My parents work there. I work there. My daughter works there. We've been doing this for many years. We have good-paying union jobs at Remington. That company treats us well.
And in the past, New York has treated Remington's owner well. Since 2009, its economic development agency has given the gunmaker over $5 million to move jobs to Ilion from factories in other states. John Scrano, the director of the county's Chamber of Commerce, is worried the state won't step up if Remington threatens to leave.
Probably right now nobody wants to touch it.
He says Remington has always been good to the community.
We're not only hurt by maybe the possibility of loss of job, but we're hurt because our friend could be hurt, our friend being Remington Arms.
The company sponsors Little League, and children in Ilion go to Remington Elementary School. That's where David Palmer was picking up his grandkids. He recognizes how important the gun industry is for this part of the state.
This whole valley is run by Arms. Most of your stores and everybody here, restaurants, everything is contingent on that plant.
But with young grandkids, he also wants to see some of Remington's products off the shelves.
I don't believe in assault rifles. There's no need for it. No need for it in our department stores. I used to be a hunter when I was younger. I can see having regular hunting rifles for people who like to hunt. But there's no need for assault rifles here.
Palmer worries there will be layoffs. But Rusty Brown, the Remington employee, says they haven't heard anything from Remington's owner. The company didn't return requests for an interview with NPR. Village Deputy Mayor Beth Neal has been fielding calls and knocks on her door from residents concerned about the future. She says Ilion is a community that bands together in tough times, like when a bus maker left last summer. But Remington leaving could be one blow it can't recover from.
We're always fired up. We're always ready to, you know, and if anyone needs help, we do that here. And that's how you survive. That's how we've survived some of the losses we've had. I don't know if losing Remington would be something that would be that easily remedied. I really don't.
Neal says Ilion and Remington have a long tradition of tradition, and she hopes Remington will always be a part of that. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Delaney.